Commentator and professor of economics Rodney Shakespeare joins us now from the British capital, London. Mr. Shakespeare, welcome to the program. How do you view the recent market woes?
There is a trembling going on, and the trembling is because the foundations are crumbling of the global economy. The actual statistics now are worse than what they were in late 2007 and 2008. Look at personal debt, automobile debt, consumer debt, student debt, the mortgage debt, where the house prices have gone up six, seven, eight times basic incomes, so used to be three. Look at business debt, small business debt, large business debt. Look at government debt. Look at the way the gig economy is coming to be. Look at the way the pumping of the money only went into the hands of the rich. Put all that together, and you are now looking at a trembling of a structure which is fundamentally flawed and at some point in the near future will crumble. It will go down and maybe up a bit, down, but at some point you'll get the great big collapse, and you can see that coming down the road. And all the alternative economists who got 2008 right, they are saying a big crash is coming, but they won't say precisely when, because you can't say that. But the circumstances and the underlying criteria are very bad indeed.
Mr. Shakespeare, an analyst that we spoke to earlier here on Press TV said that the market uncertainty and the nature of the Trump administration, it is all going to lead to a recession for the U.S. It's not a question of if, but when. Do you see it in that light as well?
Yes. You see, Trump himself is a complete idiot. He thinks that as long as he is around, A, he thinks the free market is free and it is efficient. That's his fundamental assumption. It is completely wrong. And so when you start to get this sort of thing, he blames everybody else except he, who presides effectively over the whole thing. Well, it's because of people like Trump understand, for example, that the rich never can spend all their money. And as the gap gets bigger, so that the failure to spend all these great accumulations actually increases. Trump is a creature of the conventional economics, which has no solution to the present situation. Trump is a complete moron when he thinks that the whole thing is being affected by little things, even things like the shutting down of the American government. The underlying problem are the fundamental weaknesses of the overall global economy. He understands nothing about it. And what you can say is everything he does is likely to make a coming collapse that little bit sooner.
All right, thanks a lot. Rodney Shakespeare joining us from the British capital, London.